Be'ezrat Hashem, we begin Perek Revi, the fourth chapter in the Talmud Hilchos Haneden, Laws of the High Court, in the Sefer Shaifin, the Book of Judges, where in this Perek we continue the theme of the previous Perek regarding the appointment of the judges, where in this Perek we discuss specifically regarding the procedure called Smicha, which is the ordaining of the rabbis as the judges. As Rambam gives a Halacha Aleph regarding the process of the and the evolution of the Halacha of Smicha. So Echad Bezna Gadol, whether we're talking about the High Court, Vechad Sanhedrin Ketana, whether the minor Sanhedrin of 23, Bezna Shal Shlesha, or a court of even three judges, Soch Shia Echad Mem Samach Mepeh Samach. At least one of the judges has to be ordained from someone who he himself was ordained. Moshe Rabbeinu, the way it started was Moshe Rabbeinu was Samach Yeshua Bayad. He went and leaned, which is the word of Samach, of leaning, on Yeshua with his hand. Shlomik says a pasuk in Bamidbar, "Beyismach es yod abalav." He leaned his hands on him, beyitzabeyu, and he commanded him. That's what's called smicha. That's what is the word that we translate as ordaining. B'chein Hashem zekeinim. So to the 70 elders, Moshe Rabbeinu smacha. Moshe Rabbeinu gave them smicha, so to speak, where he went and he ordained them to be the judges with him. B'shoshalim eshchina, and the divine presence rested on them. V'oisim azekeinim samchol achem, and those elders gave ordination to others, v'achem l'chem, and others to others. V'nimtzu asmuchem, ish m'p'ish, comes out that everyone has smicha, one person from the prior person, goes back ad beis din l'shal Yeshua, ad beis din l'shal Moshe Rabbeinu, up until the court of Yeshua, and going all the way back to the court of Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, v'echer anismach m'p'ah nasi, whether someone has smicha from the nasi, who's the top of the Sanhedrin, or m'p'ah echem and asmuchem, or from one of the other Rabbanim who have smicha, even if actually that person who has smicha was never on the Sanhedrin, as long as he has smicha, he could go ahead and then pass on the smicha to the next judge, to the next rab, to the one who has smicha. Halacha beis, v'ketzer yasmicha l'doris, how does smicha work for all future generations? So it's not literally that he has to lean his hands on the head of the elder. Rather, he calls him my teacher, and they tell him, you are ordained, and you have permission to educate even halachas of penalties. For example, let's say Kefil and Dal Behe, which these are only judged by three professional judges which have smicha, then he's already in that category. Halacha Gimel Vein Semchan Smicha. Now, we do not go ahead and ordain smicha, Sheiminu Hazakein Ladiyonis, which is essentially the appointment of the elder two being judges, El B'Shleisha, only with three. And again, as long as one of those three himself has smicha from someone else, like we explained this in Halacha Aleph, then that court of three could go and ordain this Rav as a dain. Halacha Dal. The process of smicha for the one giving the smicha and the one receiving the smicha. So in Kari Elihim, which is a court that's able to educate court cases of penalties, of knas, like it says in the Torah, in Shemais HaShereshin Elihim Yisham Shnayim, which is, that's by Kefil, which is a type of a knas. Elihim is a terminology of leadership, that's not called Elihim, Elibezdin, only a court Shenismach Be'eretz Yisrael Bavad, that had smicha in Eretz Yisrael only. V'heim HaNosh HaMachacham HaRuin Lodna, those are the people, the wise ones, who are fit to judge. Shabbat Koisim Bezin Shalayat Yisrael, that they were inspected by the courts of Eretz Yisrael. Umino Oisam, and they pointed them, Basam Koisim, and they gave them smicha. Now, Halacha HaBereshayna, in the beginning, HaYikomish Nismach, whoever had smicha, Samech Letamidah would give smicha then to his students. But Vachacham Kol Cholku Kovid Lehil HaZakim, but the sages, they went and gave this honor to Hill the elder, which Behiskinu, they instituted Shlehi Adam Nismach El Beshasam Nasi, he was the Nasi, and they decided that you cannot get smicha only with the permission of the Nasi. And the Shleihei Anasi Semich, and that the Nasi should not give smicha himself, and Ken Hoya Abbezin Imai, who is the second in command on the Sanhedrin, right beneath the Nasi, only if he has the head of the courts with him. And the Shleihei Abbezin Semich, Elim Ken Hoya Nasi Imai, and that the Abbezin shouldn't give smicha until the Nasi is with him. Avashar Chabur, but the rest of the colleagues, Yesh Lechalechem Hem Lismach, any one of them could give smicha, Bishus HaNasi, if it's with permission of the Nasi, Vushi Shnei Mimai, as long as he has two others with him, because like we said, Chain Smicha Pachas Mashleish, you cannot have smicha less than a court of three. Halacha Vav. Ein Simchen Zekeinim B'chutz Laretz. However, we do not give smicha to the elders out of Eretz Yisrael. Vav Pi She'ilu HaSimchen Nismuchu B'Eretz Yisrael. Even of those who are giving smicha, they themselves had smicha in Eretz Yisrael. And Vafilo HaYasimchen B'Aretz. Even of those who are giving smicha were currently in Eretz Yisrael. Vanisma chutz la'aretz, and the one who's getting smicha, he's only in chutz la'aretz, and they're doing it, let's say, through writing or through an agent, still ain't semchen, you cannot give smicha. Ve'insach, let me run to say, if it's the other way around, himoya semchem chutz la'aretz, if the one giving the smicha is out of Eretz Yisrael, when the smachem ba'aretz, the one who's getting smicha is in Eretz Yisrael, it's not going to be affected. Ho'yishneim ba'aretz, but if both of them are in Eretz Yisrael, then semchem is then they can give him smicha, even though they're not in the same place as the ones who are getting smicha, they could send an agent, or they could write a letter that he's ordained. And later, they can give him permission to educate the court cases of penalties, because at least both of them are in Eretz Yisrael. And any part of Eretz Yisrael that was taken possession by the Jews when they came into Eretz Yisrael the first time, when they came out of Mitzrayim, even though they didn't take possession at the second time, after Golas Bavel, in the days of Ezra, Ruy L'smicha is still considered part of Eretz Yisrael, and into this category that it's fit for rabbinic ordination. Halacha Zayin, yesh l'semchen l'smich, that there's permission for the one who giving smicha to do it, afilo mei b'pamachas. He could give a smicha to 100 people simultaneous at one time. And b'David HaMelech, David HaMelech, samach shleishim el b'yamechad, he gave smicha to 30,000 in one day. Halacha Ches, b'yesh l'manos, now they could appoint, kol mi sheyirtu l'dvar michidim, whoever they want to, for specific things. But as long as he's appropriate for all things. Ketzer Haso, so Rambam illustrates. Chacham Muflo, let's say he's an incredible wise person, it's really appropriate for him to be instructing for the entire Torah. Yesh lebezdin l'smichai, so the courts have a permission to give him smicha, and give him permission to adjudicate monetary court cases, but not to rule regarding laws of permissibility and what's forbidden, what we call yerideya. But rather just to do chesh and mishpat. Because that's the words, the categories of the Rebbe of Kara who came later. But or to the other way, to give him permission to rule what's forbidden, what's permitted. But not to educate court cases, a monetary case. Or they give him permission for both of those. But we don't want you judging court cases of penalties. Or to go ahead and judge cases of penalties. But not to permit a firstborn to say that it has a blemish, that it doesn't have to be brought as a carbon anymore. Or they can give permission to just permit a vow, and that's it. Which, that has to have a sage doing that. Or to see the stains, to see if it's dam nid or not. They can pick what they're giving smicha for, a specific thing. Halachat has. They could also, the one who's giving smicha could also give permission up until a certain amount of time. And to say to the one who's getting smicha, you have permission to judge a court case of money or to rule for what's mutter and aser, but it has expiration date. Actually, you have a until the nasi comes over here. Oy, kozman shenata in or as long as you're not with us here in our town. Anything similar like that, they could limit it for how long they're given the smicha. Halacha yud. Now, chacham mufla, an incredible wise person, shusuma beina achas, who is blind in one of his eyes, af bishodo l'dinim amens, although he's fit to judge monetary cases, in simchen oisul l'dinim amens, but we don't give him smicha for the monetary court cases, because the fact that he's blind, if he's gonna, the smicha gives you the right that if you make a mistake, you're exempt from paying. And you cannot give him smicha because you're saying he could judge it. What's the point of smicha? No, because smicha will give him a certain exempted status. But you cannot give him smicha because he's not fit for all the things, because he actually would be invalid to be part of the Sanhedrin, as you said in Perek Beis, because of the blemish of being blind in his eye. So therefore, you can't make him a musmuch. And something like that would limit that appointment. Halacha Yud Aleph, the renewal of smicha. Says the Rambam, Harei Shelo Hoya Be'Eretz Yisrael Ela Samech Echad. If in Eretz Yisrael, there was only one person who had smicha. So Moshe Shneim Betzida, what he does is he could point two people to be on the sides, because like we said, in Halacha Beis, you have to have three people at part of the smicha process. V'semich Shem Kecha, then at one shot, he could go and do smicha to 70 people. Or consecutive, one after the other. V'achkech, he also hu v'ashim bezen hagodol. Then afterwards, him and the 70 can now make a high court. And v'yismuchu bati dinachem, and now they can give smicha to other courts. Now, says the Rambam, nearly had the varm. It appears to me this, which appears to him, that if all the sages in Eretz Yisrael would come to an agreement, even if there's not even one person with ordination, with smicha, if they want to appoint judges and to give them smicha, those are considered as if they have smicha, and they can judge the laws of penalties, and now they could go ahead and give smicha to others. Shemkem, that's the case. The Rambam is bothered with a question. The Gemara brings many times, there was a story, a well-known story, that the Chacham were in pain to make sure that the ordination is not going to stop, that they're going to be able to pass it on to their students, even though they got killed. So that they shouldn't be nullifying to have the educating of penalties from the Jewish people, which is only possible with smicha. But if we're saying that you could always renew it, so why were they so in pain they're willing to even risk their life for this? Says the Rambam, because the Jews are scattered. It's not really possible to get all the Jews together, the rabbis, to agree to this, to renew this. But if it would be, then they would actually be able to do this. Now, if there was someone who had smicha from someone else who had smicha, then you don't have to have the consensus of all the rabbis. Rather, he could go ahead and judge the court case of penalties for everyone, because he had smicha from the courts. But says the Rambam, but this still needs to come to a definitive conclusion if this is really true, that they could go ahead and just renew smicha as it was, even though we really don't have the chain anymore from Moshe Rabbeinu. Halachid Beis, regarding those who have smicha to judge in chutzlarts. Bezdin shenismuchu Beretz Yisrael. So if there's a court that had smicha in Eretz Yisrael, v'yotzu chutzlarts, now they went out to out of Eretz Yisrael, harim don dine knasim chutzlarts, they could still judge the laws of penalties out of Eretz Yisrael, k'derech shetam b'aretz, like they judge in Eretz Yisrael. Because shesanhedrin noigis b'aretz, b'chutzlarts, the laws of the sanhedrin apply whether they're in Eretz Yisrael or even out of Eretz Yisrael. But v'hu shiyusmuchim, as long as they have smicha. Halachid Gimel continues regarding when someone gets permission to judge court cases from the Resh Galusa. So Rashi Goli Yeshiva Bavel, those that were in charge of the Jewish people in Bavel, where they have the permission from the Persian kings, which they're from the Davidic dynasty, that they were the rulers of the Jews, they take the place of like the king, and they're actually stronger even than the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael, who doesn't have a royalty type of dominion. So they actually could subdue the Jewish people wherever they are, but not limited to judge them. Bein ratu, bein lai ratu, whether the Jewish people want it or not. Shnem, like it says, a pasuk in Bereishis, le'yaseh shev Yehuda. The scepter will not be removed, the staff, from Yehuda, which el rashi golis of Babel, this refers to the heads of the Golias of the Davidic dynasty in Babel. Halachi dal. Now, v'choldayna ro lodin, so any judge that's fit to judge. Shnas le'rash golis rishus lodin, and the head of the Jewish people, they gave him permission to judge. Now he has permission to judge anywhere in the world. Even the litigants don't even want it. Whether he's in Eretz Yisrael or out of Eretz Yisrael. Although he cannot judge laws of penalties, like we said, because that needs to have smicha through a bez in Eretz Yisrael, which he didn't. He just got permission in the chutz laretz. Now, any judge is fit to judge. That the courts in Eretz Yisrael gave him permission to judge. This is in Eretz Yisrael. He got permission, which is from the judges in Eretz Yisrael. So he has permission to judge throughout Eretz Yisrael, by Yoros Oimdes Al Gvulim, and all the cities that are on the boundary of Eretz Yisrael. And that's Af Bish L'Rotz Baladin, even though the litigants don't want it. But to judge out of Eretz Yisrael, his permission from the judges in Eretz Yisrael does not give him permission to subdue the litigants to take his judgment. Although he could judge the laws of penalties out of Eretz Yisrael, like we said before, but he can only judge someone that wants him to judge them. But to force the litigant to judge them, he doesn't have permission, which has a greater power until he gets permission from the Resh Galusa, from the Jews in Bavel. Halacha does evolve. Now, someone that's not fit to judge, because he doesn't know, because he's not an upstanding person. Sha'avar Resh Galus, but still the Resh Galus, the head of the Jewish people, violates the Nasla Resh Galus and gives him permission. The courts made a mistake. The Nasla Resh Galus gave him permission. Einu Resh Galus Ma'el Seklum, that permission is not effective at all. At Sheiro, until he's actually appropriate. Because Shamakdash Ba'amum Mizbech, if someone goes and sanctifies a blemished animal as a carbon from the Mizbech, in a Kedusha Chalalav, the physical sanity does not take effect in it. So it will be here. Even though you Makdash him, you appoint him, that doesn't do anything because he's not appropriate, and therefore he's not going to be able to go ahead and judge, even with that permission.